This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Italia.
Good, good. So people are coming on. So I am going to
give
people an opportunity to come on, and then we'll mute that side and then continue on with our call. So Barb, you're on still, correct? Barb,
absolutely.
Awesome. And then Joan, are you there? Joan, Inglis?
Yes, Jenny.
Awesome. Making a note here. And then Kate, are you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, so that's everybody should be on this side of things, right? Okay, so let me go ahead and do the muting.
Muted.
All right, well, welcome everybody to our November 2018 International Association of Home Staging Professionals monthly call. So hopefully we have a lot of people coming on and joining us, and thank you those of us that are on right now. We are recording the call, so we can make this available for people who are unable to be on the call. So we will be putting out an announcement for that. So thank you, BJ, for hitting the buttons to make that work. Just excited. This is our last official call for the year, which is hard to believe. I can't believe how quickly the year went. It just seems like the older I get, the faster time goes. So next year is right around the corner. We've got some great things planned. So I just have a few announcements before we get to the general call. And we've got Joan has an interview with Kate Brunke, who has Socialite LLC. So she has an expanded vendor package that she'll be able to tell us all about and how we can take advantage of her services. And then Virginia Youngblood, you're on this site, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Virginia is our guest interviewee. So Joan's going to be interviewing her. Can't wait to hear what you guys are going to talk about. And, of course, Barb will give her inspiration after I finish the general announcement. So I just wanted to share, those of you that came to conference, hopefully you had a fabulous time. We were so thrilled with how everything went. I've gotten a lot of really, really great feedback from all of the attendees, and just was really pleased with how it all came together. And it does take a village, so I wanted to say thank you again to all the people that volunteered time, whether it was ahead of time with committees or at the actual event. You stepped up and, you know, helped make centerpieces or, you know, stuffed bags or what have you. So, because it does, many hands make light work. I love that saying. And it does take a village. So, special thanks to Sandy Earnhardt, who was the conference director along with me and really helped to facilitate a lot of the committees beforehand, so started working ahead of time, and then at the event was running around and making sure things got done. So really appreciated her stepping up into that role. And a decorating committee, I know Kat Trulinas was on that with Sandy, Kathy Faust were at registration along with Kevin and BJ, and then we had, you know, Lindsay and Krista running all the vendors at the show. So just, you know, it just takes a village, and really appreciated everybody's support and help to make this event the best one yet. And of course, we're really excited for 2019. So hopefully you guys have all seen on social media. We also have sent out emails and a constant contact newsletter letting you know that tickets are on sale now, VIP spots, and those that attended 2018, there's a special code you get to put in to help you save some money off your ticket. So if you went to conference and you haven't received that, you got to let me know. I will send you the code. General sales are going to open up probably at the end of this week. I'm going to open up the ticket sales to anyone who wants to attend. And so their price will be different than those that attended 2018. But, ticket sales will be open to everybody. And there's a lot of people who are really excited to be able to attend that weren't able to come this year for whatever reason. And they've heard such really good things about our event. They're eager to get their ticket and be able to come as well. So we are looking for speakers, so I just sent out a call for speakers. If you would like to share, just you have to send in your information to me, a video of you speaking, your topic, And also, if you have somebody you can recommend that would be a good speaker for us to have related to business, marketing, sales, success, motivation, any of those topics, we would love to get their information so we can reach out to them. And of course, the theme for our 2019 conference is Rock Your Business in Music City. So Nashville is known as Music City, and the logo we have is a guitar coming out of it. And ROCK, R-O-C-K, stands for resources, opportunities, connections, and knowledge. So definitely plan on being there. So it's going to be October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 2018. So we're really excited to be able to go to Nashville. I've never been there, so I'm very excited to be able to go. Some of you had asked about T-shirts. We had a bunch of T-shirts for sale at the conference, and it was sort of funny because last year the sizes were all too small, so nobody, you know, with sizes are too small. So this year we ordered a lot more larger sizes, and all those little teeny stagers came. And so those of you that wanted medium sizes and so forth, we ran out. And but the T-shirts are actually for sale online. You can purchase your T-shirt. You can actually have that logo, the Live, Love, Stage, and also Keep Calm and Stage On. There's all sorts of apparel that can be put on through the portal. And it was a fundraiser for the foundation, so when you shop on the portal, the money doesn't go to the foundation, but at least it's a resource that you can, purchase branded wear with the logos or the slogans we had developed. You can put it on a jacket or a T-shirt or a hat or whatever you want. So those were put out on the IHOSP page, the links for the online shopping portal. And so if you didn't see that, let me know, and I can repost it. But both the hashtag Live Love Stage and the Keep Calm and Stage On, both of those are available for you guys to purchase whatever you want. So I'm going to make sure you need that. Wanted to say our heart goes out to those people that are impacted by the fires in Northern and Southern California. So I know there's going to be a lot of rebuilding happening for people's homes and lives. And so if you or somebody you know that was impacted by that, let us know, because there might be a way we can, help them either financially or with support with material possessions and so forth. So just let us know how we can help as an association. And I sent out surveys after conference asking for feedback on if you shopped at the event. And that wasn't because someone thought, well, maybe the vendors weren't happy. The vendors were absolutely thrilled with how our event went. And so we just are getting information because we're going to start approaching vendors for 2019. And I'd like to know what some of the numbers are as far as what investments were made with these companies at the actual conference or at High Point prior on the tour, so that we're armed with information and statistics that we can take to them. So that was the reason for that. And we will be sending out a follow-up survey on the conference itself probably in the next week or so. The videos from conference are finally finished. I should be getting those this week. We'll put all of those up on the portal for the attendees, so you'll be able to see all the different speakers, because I know a lot of you have been waiting for those. And the photographs have already been uploaded, so hopefully you've gone on and downloaded your pictures with the Scott Brothers and any other fun pictures of the event. We have over 2,300 pictures that were uploaded. So, and those are free to you, complimentary. I'll use that word instead. So that's just something we wanted to provide for you to have. So other than that, I think that's all the announcements I have, except for Thanksgiving is Thursday. So hope you all have a great turkey day. And I'm going to then now turn it over to Barb, our keynote inspirational speaker. It was so fabulous. She had like this huge line out the door, or couldn't even get in the door. People taking pictures. And it was so many people were so thrilled to meet you in person and be able to talk with you and take pictures and just have you there. So I know you'll be coming back to Nashville, and so it just was so great to have you there, and what you shared on Saturday morning. I know you didn't get through it all, so I said, I wrote you, so maybe you could finish your talk and then, or just do a totally different one.
Well, I loved being there, Jenny, and I loved being there with all of you, every one of you on the call, and thank you for being on the call. It's just so joyful for me, too, as I look around the room and do that wherever I go, and especially at conference, to see all of you love each other, talk to each other, learn from each other, share with each other, and think, wow, should God not have brought me this gift of coming up with this idea you might not have ever met. And it's just amazing to see our industry grow and grow. And I believe we haven't seen anything yet, really. And so I plan on staying around for a long time. And so it's so wonderful to have all of our wonderful new members of IHOSP in other countries, because it really is about the planet. And one of my sayings that some of you know is act locally, but think globally. And that's because things come back to you even from other parts of the world. It's just really putting it out there, and the help that you gave others at conference, each of you, and that they gave you, is such a blessing. So I want to start by saying I'm so grateful for you. Grateful, grateful, grateful. And I love the word gratitude and grateful, and I bet you do too. Without being grateful and believing in having gratitude, then there are many things that we would miss, and there are many things that really wouldn't even come to us. And life would be, I think, pretty dull and even boring should we not have gratitude and being grateful, because it's like a bouquet of roses. Every time you're grateful, it's just amazing how you feel when you really feel it in your heart. When you say you're grateful, we just, I believe, can't go or shouldn't say, well, I'm grateful. You know, I said it that way. I didn't even feel it. Because we may say it, but it's like achieving goals and manifesting great things in your life. You need to smell it. You need to taste it. You need to have energy around it. You need to see it. And so it's like, I'm grateful. And when I do that, every cell and corpuscle in my corpuscles, is that right? In my body, yep. is just celebrating. And that passion that you have and that enthusiasm is really, really important to, I believe, put in that part, that recipe of your life that's about being grateful and having gratitude. You know, gratitude really turns, think about this, gratitude really turns what we have into enough. Gratitude really turns into what we have, it's more than enough. And it's part of our humanness, I think, that, and maybe not you individually, but when I say you, I'm talking about humanity, that we want more and more and more, a better house, a better car, better clothes, it just keeps going. And I really like to see in North America, in many instances, what other countries and parts of the world see, that enough is enough, and that it's really about how they grow with their spirit and their thinking and their gratitude. And there are really lessons there for us. And I put some thoughts together that won't take much time at all. And some of these I would encourage you to please write down should you feel like it. And there may be some here that are more favorite of yours or that you like better, because I know one of them I think is really important we all write down. But the first one I wrote down was pay attention to good fortune. Because I think a lot of times we just miss it. We don't even identify it. Good fortune comes in many, many ways, not just money, of course, and beyond health, beyond our houses, all of that. It's good fortune can be that you got the parking space, because that way you weren't late. Good fortune can be that you made the ferry boat. Good fortune can be that you were the first person that the seller talked to, or the agent, or you were the last person, because you never know which way that may go. And so recognizing good fortune when it's happening, use that word sometimes. How does that feel to you to say, this is really good fortune? And feel that inside too. The next one is verbalize, because without verbalizing your gratitude and acknowledging the magnificence of what your life presents, it just sort of drifts by. And when we say things, we're really letting the universe know, and all the energy around you and the people around you is to verbalize it. I feel so grateful for each of you. I really, really do. Whether I know you a lot or just a little teeny or we've never met, I'm grateful for you. How could I not be? Because, see, each of us are mirrors of the other. Did you really realize that? See, the things we don't like in other people many times are things we used to do ourselves, or we still do. And so, when I say this, I know it sounds really funny, but there's like one of us here, and it's humanity. That's the one. Because as we verbalize it, we're sharing it and spreading it. And that's a great thing to spread. And, you know, sometimes when we're unhappy or we're down or we're flat, it's a good time, and write it on your bathroom mirror or something, or put a note on the refrigerator and remind yourself to count your blessings, even when you're unhappy. And I would never have wished for my daughter the horrible accident she was in that, you know, really changed her entire life from, we had hoped, being in the Olympics to ski to being brain damaged. And her life is what you or someone else might call boring, because getting a book from the library, she's so grateful for that. And it changes perspective. It really does. And so, as I shared with the board call, you know, I could say to people, well, you know, she can never have children. I won't have grandchildren. Oh, I'm so happy for you with your children that they get to graduate from college. And why would I ever do that? Why would I ever go there? There's no need to go there. I am so happy that she's alive. And I've learned so much through her. And I'm going to say it again because I said it before. When you learn invest instead of spend, and when you learn as soon as instead of if, and when, because we teach this in the class that I wrote, is that those words came from me working with my daughter. Because I realized when the doctor said, if she gets better, I'm thinking, why would he say that? I don't want to say that. As soon as she gets better, as she gets better. Well, she will never walk. She can walk. I know she can walk. And she walked. And so later I said, those words are golden, and I'm going to use those in my business. When I shared that in Europe this year, in one of the wonderful meetings I had with stagers and just shared, you know, positive thoughts with them, they were just amazed that those words came from there. And I remember Iris, and those of us in Europe met Iris, she said, you don't know how much more they mean to me just by you sharing that. And what an important thing that is. And she had tears in her eyes, and I had tears in my eyes, because that's actually where using those words came from, was with my daughter. So how could I be unhappy? She's alive, and she's very special, and people love her. So even when things don't go the way that we had hoped, let go, reframe. Let go, let God. Let go, let good. Whatever you're saying is, and use the one that works for you. I may give more than one example. You pick what works for you. And this next one, I'd really, really encourage you to write this down. So I'm going to say this a little bit slower. In difficult situations, come on, write this down, because I believe you and I need this. You and I need this. In difficult situations, could be with friends or strangers, or could be in an elevator, could be anywhere. Keep writing. What are the benefits? In difficult situations, what are the benefits of having things turn out like this? in difficult situations, what are the benefits of having things turn out like this? I can say that about my daughter. I can say that about business. I can say that about the house I live in, the car that I drive. It could be different things, the neighbors next door, our relatives, whatever, whether friends or relatives or strangers. See, I'm really grateful for those words. In difficult situations, what are the benefits of having things turn out like this? It puts a whole new look on the situation, a whole new way of approaching it. And it brings gratitude. That's a sentence of gratitude and being grateful. I hope that that means something special to you and that you'll remember that. And it's a good one to take with you. You know, a lot of times I post things on my dash of my car, and those helped me before I saw a seller or an agent or anyone that came into my life. The next one is reframe, and you know I love that word. At least some of you have heard me say that. And reframe, unplanned, you know, it's not planned, inconvenience. But recognize that even situations like that can give you a gift. For me, it was my life. Reframe unplanned inconveniences. I was sitting in the office and I was supposed to go to see this dentist and his house and his wife and a doctor, actually, yeah, a doctor, general practitioner. And I got in the car and I was really late and I came over to the Mercer Island Bridge. BJ knows where that is. Edie knows where that is. Some of you do. And that takes you to the island of Mercer Island and into Seattle. And as I came right up, right to the front of the bridge, the police were all there, the state patrol. There were cars all over the place. But my car was right behind the accident. I will never forget this as long as I live. You and I would never have met each other if I'd been on time. And it was just like this man appeared out of the air, because as people gathered, they were getting out of their cars. Traffic wasn't going to go anywhere. It was right in the middle of the bridge. And the state patrolman walked up to this huge group, but he came up to me. And he looked me right in the eye and he said, "I don't know you, young lady, but if you'd been here, it could have been you, because five ladies just lost their life in those two cars." Mm. We've got to look at being alive on this earth in better ways. I really believe we need to, and it begins with me and you. So inconveniences, that's the day that I learned, never be upset I'm late, never. Don't tell people, "Well, I'm late because of this or that," or "I'm sorry I'm late." I can say, "We had an appointment at this time," and I call them, and looks like I'm going to be in about 15 minutes there with you. However, wow. That impacted me so much. And I was in my 40s. So he called me young lady. I wasn't 18 or anything. I can see it as clear as day right now. Reframe inconveniences by recognizing that missing a train or not being on the bridge can offer you gifts, such as having extra hours, a better attitude, learning about gratitude, or your life. As a daily exercise, what I'd ask you to do is just write down, and you could do this on the refrigerator, you could do it on a tablet, you just leave by the phone, is 1 to 5 things that you're just grateful for. Have you ever written a grateful, you know, dictionary or a grateful, it's not like a book, however it could be a book, a spiral notebook that you just write every day, "I'm thankful for this." If just one thing. And have that out where you can see that. So when we are blue, we can grab that and we're not blue anymore. So as we say, I'm grateful for my friends and family, and I'm grateful for this meal. And saying thank you often is giving thanks, expresses recognition of our life's bountiful great word offerings. So don't forget to say thank you for your help. And I would just love to be with you on Thanksgiving, maybe on your soul's shoulder or in your mind just a little bit, or like a little fairy, because you can do that with me too. And go around the table and have each one of your friends and family members say what they're grateful for. It will put a whole new meaning to your Thanksgiving dinner. I'm so fortunate. I'm so blessed. I am a lucky gal. And that's because of you. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Barb. That's really wonderful. And when I was writing down the notes, it's like I haven't really paid attention to it. And maybe it's because you're making a point of gratitude. But if you look at the spelling of it, you know, it's attitude is part of gratitude. And I was thinking it's like a blend of a great or grateful attitude is gratitude. So love what you shared.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to share. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. One quick thing before Joni kicks off. I just wanted to mention, so at the conference, we were not able to auction off the Cape Cod trip that Mary Scally generously donates every year. And it's always a fabulous time with 12 of the industry peeps. You get to go to Cape Cod and Nantucket and have fun. You shop, you eat, you talk to each other. It's just a really fun time of getting to know people. And because I think I went, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? I can't remember. But anyhow, it's a lot of fun. The Boston chapter people come and so, you know, just a lot of really great networking and discussion and talks. And so we are going to be auctioning that off, if you will, on the Homestaging Talk Show Live this coming Wednesday. So on that show, I already have 3 people that have said, count me in. They just need to pay their money, and then those spots are taken. So if that's something you want to do, and Mary, I know, Mary, you're on the call. Thank you so much for donating that. It's going to be the end of May, the 21st, the 25th, I believe. So it'll be in the spring versus the fall. And, again, it's a fabulous time, and Mary's family home is just, you know, beautiful. It's in a great location, and it's just really, you know, peaceful but fun. So you're going to have a lot of fun with friends and colleagues. And if you've ever been to Cape Cod, it's a great, great location to that time of year. So this Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, the Homestaging Talk Show Live will be on, and that'll be something that we will be auctioning off throughout the show. People can say, I want in, and it'll be pretty much first come, first serve as far as getting your money in, and then you lock your place in. So the event goes usually for $1,000 per person. All the funds go to the foundation, so all the proceeds benefit our IHOS foundation. So anyways, so listen for that on Wednesday morning. And if you, again, want to be one of those 12 people, you don't have to wait until Wednesday. You can actually just email me now and say, I want in, and then we will write your name down and make arrangements with you. So, again, thank you, Mary, for doing that. I really appreciate it. Okay, now, Joan, you are up with Virginia and Kate.
Hi, Kate Grunke, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I really appreciate you calling in. Kate, you go by Kate the Socialite, and your company is Vault by Socialite. Can you tell us about yourself and your business?
Yeah, and first of all, thank you guys for having me on the call. It's really exciting to be here, and Barb, everything you said was so moving, so thank you. I'll be thinking about that for the next few weeks. As far as my business, yes, I go by Kate the Socialite, and I have a membership platform called Socialite Vault, and it is for home stagers who want beautiful marketing but maybe don't have a ton of time or don't have a ton of money. So wherever you fall in that spectrum, it's a good fit. I offer email marketing, social media marketing, graphic design, all of that within the vault for a set membership price each month. And there are different levels within that membership.
Okay. Can you tell us what the benefits are for our membership as far as being a stage or maybe a real estate agent? Why would we want to use your services?
Yeah, so this membership is for home stagers. It's not going to be a very good fit for real estate agents. And I have been contacted by a few, so I want to make that very clear. It is for home stagers. And the biggest benefit is you save a lot of time because let's say you want to start email marketing. Well, if you don't know anything about email marketing or you simply don't have time to write an email newsletter and you're not sure how to design it and how to avoid spam filters, the work is already done for you. And I spend hours creating each email newsletter. And I spend hours crafting social media posts, you know, and everything can be customized or used as is so that you can pick and choose and curate what you want your marketing to look like and then run with it without having the 4 hours set aside for social media or the entire day set aside for creating an email newsletter.
Okay, great. Now, I see on your website, which is socialitevault.com, that you have a membership features page and it lists a lot of different services. So what you were just explaining, we could kind of pick and choose what we need assistance with, or can you personalize our needs based on having a discussion with us? Am I understanding that right?
You're close. So when you become a member, you get access to everything. If you need email newsletters, social media, if you need a marketing consult with me, if you need branded magazines or lead magnets, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, client onboarding packets, I'll also be adding letterhead designs and business card designs and mood board designs for, you know, some of my other stuff in there. It is the full suite of digital marketing for a home stager.
Mm-hmm. And do you have samples of the work that you do on your website? Can we find that or request it?
So what you can do is get a free trial. There's a 14-day free trial, all access. People do this all the time. They hop in, take a look at it. And then if it is a good fit for you, then you can stay. But I don't have any contracts, and there's no minimum monthly commitment either. It's completely
Okay, so I'm at your website now. Again, that's socialitevault, all one word, .com. And you've got a package tab, and that lists your pricing by month if we want to join, depending on what kind of a package that we want from you, correct? And it also has start your 14-day trial now on here. So that's how everybody would access that, correct?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so I know I've had requests that we kind of explain the contact information. So it's www.socialitevault, which is S as in Sam, O, C as in Cat, I-A-L-I-T-E, V as in Victor, A-U-L-T as in Tom, .com. And from socialitevault.com, you can get Kate Greenkey's information, and there's tabs that you can examine what the services are and figure out how she can help you. So I think that 14-day trial is phenomenal. That's really great that you offer that. And if someone wanted to contact you directly, would that be katethesocialite.com? Would we contact you from there?
You can do that. Or if you go to the About page on Socialite Vault, I've got my bio and my contact information there as well.
Okay, great. So from socialitevault.com, we can all reach Kate with any questions. Is there anything else that you can tell us about how your services would help us? I know consistency is really important. If you start some kind of a web-based online campaign, that you need to do that regularly. Am I correct with that?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
As far as having a newsletter, is there? Can you give us any tips or anything as far as how should we do something like that, monthly or quarterly?
Yeah, great question, and I do get that a lot. So email marketing needs to be done at least every 4 weeks. And if you don't have a huge mailing list, you should actually do it no more than once a month. If you start doing it every other month or every quarter, people will be more likely to forget about you. And the whole point of sending an email newsletter is to stay top of mind, but in a helpful way, not like you're constantly pitching yourself or, you know, giving out those free consults or, you know, I'll come do a staging consult. I just want you on my books. It's more like, here's some staging advice, and that sets you up as the professional, which you are in this industry. And it just takes all the work out of it for the stager because I do my research. I'm a professional writer. I put it all together, and then the stager comes along, picks the one that he or she likes, and customizes it and clicks send.
That is amazing, and I'm sure so many of us can use that, too. Even when we try to do that on our own, the time factor of wearing so many different hats and getting into that groove of being consistent with monthly, that tends to drop off, I know personally from trying to do that. So, yeah,
well,
you definitely provide a great service that we all need.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to say, it's priced very, 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 that's four varies, reasonably. So, it's true. I don't want to say that. Some of us think, like, maybe I shouldn't say that because I don't want you to raise your prices. But it's very reasonably priced considering how much our time is worth and, you know, what we do for our clients and so forth. To have a company like Kate's where she's doing it all, curating the content, you know, doing everything you need to have an online presence with social media. And for that, I think it's, again, a very reasonable price. It's sort of a no-brainer for those of you that are struggling with, you know, you want to do it, but you just don't have the time. You can't figure out where you need to be or how to make it work, and, you know, which platform to be on and how do you post. So take advantage of, I mean, Kate's generation, and that's all you've, you guys have been plugged in, and you're so savvy about social media, and those of us who have been around a little bit longer either had to learn it or the bus passes us over. So you have to have an online presence in this industry. You have to. So I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, thank
you.
I wanted to mention really quick, I get a lot of customers who come to me saying, I would use your service, but I feel like even if you gave me the content to send out in an email, I wouldn't send it because I would get busy and I'd forget. And that's why we actually have a separate membership within Socialite Vault that includes us hand managing your email marketing, which means that we customize it, we send it to you for review always before sending, but then you never have to remember, ooh, I've got to get an email newsletter out. You know, we just handle all of that.
Even better. Even better. So those are the
reasons. We're trying to
be right. I think you're right. The biggest risk reason people don't do it is because they don't make it a priority, or they just don't know what to do, and then time slips by, and it's like TikTok all of a sudden. In fact, my husband had two emails. He was supposed to send out October, November. I just found him in the drafts folder of his email, you know, thing that he uses. And I'm like, it does you no good. Of course, we pay for the subscription every month. I said, it was no good if they're sitting in your drafts. And he's like, I know. So it's just the whole thing is you have to do it. And take advantage of Kate.
Right.
You know, I had her on the Home Staging Talk Show Live, and she had really great information to share there. So, and you just signed on as a new vendor sponsor. So she renewed, and she actually increased her level of support for our association members. So thank you for that. We really appreciate it. She was our first renewal for 2018-19. So. Really grateful for your support. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I believe in what you guys are doing, and it's such a cool industry. It is so cool because I also work with interior designers, and I think it's funny that there are people out there who think staging and design are somehow the same thing when they are so totally not. So it's been really cool for me to be serving both sides of the market like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that so many times. Yeah.
I know.
Barb's like, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said, she'd be a multimillionaire, right?
Yeah. And they're still saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. And, well, it's funny. Well, yes, and Kate understands that they are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that you're able to, that you get to know your client and figure out content that's going to be something that you know that they would, if they were writing their own newsletter, you know, they would be sending out. So it's not just canned stuff, like you're going to see the same content with 15 other people sending it out. So I also appreciate that too.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you know,
social media, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say a lot
of
the topics.
Sorry, Kate.
That's okay. There might be a lag here too. So a lot of the topics that I write about for the email newsletters in particular are just requests from real live home stagers. They'll tell me, hey, can you write about how to stage a bedroom? Can you write about how to stage a bathroom? Or tips on working with a home stager for the first time, because they know what their client needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to say, with social media and newsletter, the way that you verbalize and come across in your writing to kind of have a dialogue with people, that in itself is a skill and an art. And we don't always come across the way we want to when we try to do it, especially being in a hurry. So to have a professional, I think, is really important. So you definitely have
funny.
A service that we all need.
Yeah, there has been such a deep need for the social media aspect of this, because when I first started this platform 2 years ago, I just had email newsletters and people kept asking me for social media posts. And I was like, okay, but exactly what do you want? And they're like, well, I want you to have an image and I want you to write the caption for it and I want you to give me the hashtags. And I was like, okay. So I started doing that and that just totally took off, because people can still customize it. So it's not a cookie cutter system. But
mm-hmm.
that just evolved to, I want a lead magnet or a branded magazine that I can give to an agent that really speaks volumes about my staging business and makes me look professional and showcases my work. So that's in the vault now too. And then people were saying, well, I don't know how to design an ad for Facebook or an ad for Instagram. And even if I did, I'm not sure how to set it up. So now I've got ads in there with instructions on how to set it all up. And so that you actually get return on investment for it. And the most recent thing that I just launched in the vault is client onboarding or welcome packets. So that's something that you would give to an agent you just started working with, or if you work directly
mm-hmm.
with the homeowner. And, you know, it's another thing that solidifies their buying decision and just makes you look really good.
Wow, that all sounds really great. So it's socialitevault.com, and everybody needs to check that out. So thank you so much, Kate. Is there any last parting words, Jenny?
No, I think that's love what you guys talked about. And so just everybody go to the website and take a look at the different services she offers, and set a resolution or a goal for 2019 to increase your online presence professionally and tap into the resources we provide you with vendors like Kate. So thank you, Kate, so much for your support.
Yeah, thank you,
Kate.
Okay, Virginia. Virginia Youngblood, are you?
I'm here. I'm here, but I'm trying to pick myself up off the floor after all of this beautiful. I mean, it just is just beautiful. Barb's message, I was just crying. And Kate, her enthusiasm and her abilities that she, I mean, and Jenny, all the things Jenny said about many hands make light work, it takes a village. I'm just really pulling myself up off the floor. This is just all beautiful.
Well, you're a beautiful person, Virginia, and you lead a great chapter, and congratulations on Charlotte being chapter of the year, and I'm excited to talk to you again. I know it was probably earlier in the year that we spoke on a leadership call, and I think it's fitting that you speak again because you've gotten chapter of the year. Can you give us a background on yourself and your company?
Yes, if I can maintain without starting to cry. I don't know why I'm so emotional about all this. It just makes me so happy to know be a part of such a wonderful organization.
Are so dear. You are so precious. We love you.
It's
we
just beautiful.
It's the end of the year too, and your term as president is coming up too, and I understand that's emotional for everyone.
Yeah, and I've got some beautiful, fabulous, talented, hopefully they're on this call, team members that I'm so grateful for them all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got my training in March 2012, and prior to that, my background is I was an early childhood teacher and then homeschool teacher to our son. And so I carried that into doing an organizing business for a little while. And then when people say that, oh, you ought to get into staging, I found Staged Homes, and the rest is history. And I became certified in March 2012, changed the name to Do Stage from Lighten Up of NC, and got my master's in 2016 with a beautiful small group of us, intimate, with Jenny, and it was so precious in Atlanta. And so anyway, here I am.
So here you are. And you've been very active in the chapter over the years. What are were your board positions prior to you becoming president this year?
Okay, I jumped right in and helped to fill in a business affiliate position that I think was filled with a dear, precious lady who I think has gone on now, passed and has gone that year. So business affiliate became my first role, and I would like to go ahead and stop here and give a plug in to anyone who feels like, oh, no, I'm new. I can't really participate on the board. I'm new. I'm newbie. Get that thought out of your head, because I was new, but I just jumped right in and got involved. So I would say kudos to that, everybody who wants to consider being on in a board position. But anyway, I was business affiliate for the remainder of 1 year, and then went ahead and maintained it for the next year. So business affiliate for 2012 and 2013, secretary 2014, ambassador, which is Worldwide Staging Week person, 2015, and then I took a break in 2016 because Worldwide Staging Week is it's a wonderful opportunity to become an ambassador, but it's definitely a major commitment. And
right.
A worthy commitment. And then president-elect 2017, and then, of course, president this year.
Wow, you have been such an asset to Charlotte, and I know that very well. And thank
you
for all your years of service.
Y'all are just great.
We
great
all love
Charlotte
you.
Charlotte team.
So can you tell us? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of team, I might be jumping the gun on you because I think you might be getting ready to ask me something, but as it comes to my mind, I better go ahead and tell it.
Sure, go ahead.
Team, I love to do acrostics like Jenny, like you said, rock, resources, opportunity.
Yeah.
I love that. Connector and knowledge. Well, I came up with, for team, thinking about, okay, we've got a team. We're all a team. But, of course, my Charlotte team, I just thought of the words trusting, enthusiastic, active members. And that's what Charlotte
is. That's excellent.
That's what every
awesome.
Chapter is, actually. But that's
mm-hmm.
how I feel about the Charlotte gals.
That's great. That is really great. And that is so true. And there's so much commitment in Charlotte. It's a great thing to see. So what for people out there that are in a chapter and are striving, as we all are, to do better every year for the membership and for our businesses, what does it take to lead a chapter of the year? Can you sum that up?
I think it takes, back to the team acrostic, you know, no one person can do it all. It takes a village. It takes someone who is a motivator, yes, someone who has the vision and has the desire to have the camaraderie and the trust and the enthusiasm built with their team, and therefore, you know, active members. And so I think, you know, if you can come out of the gate like that and just believe in yourself and believe in every member, you're going to have a successful year with
that's great
with the chapter.
That's great. Can you give us some highlights that you and maybe some of the chapter members have taken away from the IHOSP Expo and conference? I know there were a lot of us from Charlotte that attended.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we had, for our chapter meeting this month, we had some recapping about that. And so I'm going to basically just summarize what we talked about. And I would like to begin with what my part of thoughts were, and that is, Barb, thank you so much for your words, and Jenny, and oh gosh, I mean, all of it was so powerful, and it was my first conference, and I just felt like I was at a reunion, and that's what kept coming out with our chapter, the words like reunion, synergy, love, inspiring, thought-provoking, relationships. And so that's the takeaway. But in particular, when Barb talked about remove fear and replace with love, oh my gosh, I mean, fear has what? Jealousy, hate, prejudice, lack.
Mm-hmm.
Love is unconditional, giving, plenty, grace. And, you know, so to approach everything with chapter members and with others with love versus fear, that just really spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just that we are a family. We, of course, got up there and did our little, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
When we did our little Thursday night deal. But
yeah.
It was just fun and inspiring. You know, just, I can't say anymore. I mean, it's just a beautiful time. Now, the other things that were brought out in the other members for their takeaway was Fred Burns' teaching points, positioning, pipeline, pain, partnership, pool, pricing, promotion, persistence. And then, like I said, the words like synergy, everybody just, it was like, one of the girls said it, like, here we all are with the same desires and are motivated, and we're all in here together. It's like we're just all so excited, feeding on one another, that excitement about what we love and are passionate about doing.
Yeah, it was definitely a great experience.
Absolutely.
To shift gears a little bit, I know that after the conference, Charlotte went right into a Worldwide Staging Service Week project. So can you tell us about the project for 2019?
Yes, and how that all came about was just also just a godsend and a blessing. Originally, Deepti Nair, who is our, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, who is our ambassador, was also last year in. We worked with Ken Lacey with Veterans Path Up to do a house, and that's what our 2017 project was. Well, we decided, oh, this is perfect. Let's just do it again this year, 2018. So we had planned to do that, and we were in wait mode for perfect timing for a house that Ken could have for donating. Well, one really never became available, and I didn't go into panic mode, but I did go like, oh, man, we really want to do a Worldwide Staging Week project. I mean, yes, we helped and participated and did a lot with the conference with it being here in Charlotte, but that never would take away from or, you know, take the place of Worldwide Staging Week Project. So I called Deepy. I said, Deepy, we got to find something. What can we do? Well, she said, I might have something. I said, great. Well, what happened was, and I'm so grateful to Karen Mendenhall with Stage It and their team, they had already had a project lined up that they were just going to do. And it was basically to help with a school, Martin Luther King Middle, to help with updating the conference room and another area, like a workroom area for the teachers. And it was going to be a surprise for the faculty. And she said, I think we can do this. And I said, you mean y'all are going to give that up as y'all's personal project and let us as a chapter do it? And she said, yes. So thank you, dear one, Karen. That's what we ended up doing. So we met on that Veterans Day Monday, and it was a surprise. Of course, no faculty or students were there, and it was fabulous. We got in there and worked as a team and got everything completed by, you know, bringing in the sofa and chair and a beautiful conference table and art. Let me tell you, please, about the art. It's called Pour Art. Pour, like pouring paint, you know, P-O-U-R, not pour, like P-O-O-R. Pour Art. And Deepti and Lisa Glass, worked and got this gorgeous art. I mean, it's beautiful, where you just pour the art on canvas, and it, the colors they picked were the theme, similar to the school colors, and it was just absolutely stunning, and they did four of them. So that was just a beautiful pulling together of members and our team working together on making something beautiful. And Jennifer, the principal, came in the end of the day, and I think Deepti had filmed her. And she just loved it. She was like, oh, I love it. You know, it just was beautiful. So that's what we did for our project.
Yeah, that's rewarding. And some of those projects, even though you might get into it thinking that, oh, I can do this, or, you know, combine with another company and do this, but actually, if anybody has something that they can bring to their chapter and just bring the chapter and make it a chapter project rather than an individual project, because it takes a village, as, you know, we had
absolutely
mentioned before in other situations on this call. But it does. I mean, these bigger projects take more than maybe one company or two companies to complete. So
that's
really great.
And it builds camaraderie and
mm-hmm.
just,
and trust.
Know, and trust and just mm-hmm. just building that unity that we want to have as a chapter, which, you know, the purpose of our chapter is to hopefully do outreach service together, that be our main goal, as well as learning and educating and growing together as a chapter throughout the year at our meetings. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, I guess I am emotional. It's just been a really beautiful year.
Yeah, it has, and it's been a great call, too. Jenny, Barb, do you have anything to add?
No, I love everything you shared, Virginia. I love that acronym of TEAM, so we need to incorporate that mm-hmm. just with all the chapters. I think that's wonderful, or just for the members in the association in general, because we're a family, we're a team, and I always mm-hmm. like use the acronym Together Everyone Accomplishes More, but I like Trustworthy, Enthusiastic, what was A and M?
Active Members.
Active Members. That's awesome. That's really great.
Thanks.
Well, I did want to share with everybody, too. Joan has served as our IHOSP International President 2 years, and her term comes to end in December. So I just wanted to say thank you, Joan, for everything you've done. You know, I had asked you to start helping with scheduling the calls and finding speakers. You've done an outstanding job doing that. We've enjoyed all the different people you've interviewed, and I know that you have a very productive schedule. So thank you for your leadership and your mentorship, and for really being a fabulous president for our association, and so I just wanted to let you know how much we appreciate you as you exit the role, and then Betty Voss will be stepping into the role starting in 2019 to 2020, so each person serves 2 years. So thank you, Joan, so much, and thank you, Virginia, for what you shared, and Barb, for what you shared, and do you have anything you want to share, Barb, just as we close? I don't know if we lost Barb. So, will everybody have a blessed, are you there, Barb? Okay. So everybody have a blessed,
I'm here.
Blessed.
I'm so good. Sorry.
Okay, good.
I'm just so thankful for all of you.
No,
I'm here. I would never do that. I don't normally use the mute button, but anyway, I'm just so thankful for each of you. And Virginia, you're a wonderful leader, and I remember when we talked years ago, and the growth that you have had is phenomenal, and you're right. The best way to learn is by doing, and so good for you.
Yeah.
And
thank
Joan, thank you for your leadership, honey. And Jenny, God bless, and thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to each of you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we won't be having a call. We won't have a call in December. You'll be, you know, seeing a lot of posts on social media. We'll send things out to you, but we don't have an official board call or IHOSP member call in December. So our next one, believe it or not, will be, already got on my calendar, January 21st. It's a Monday. It's the third Monday of the month. It's actually Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I just pulled that up on my calendar. So hopefully that won't be a challenge for people. But that's where we have it scheduled. It's always the third Monday of the month. So if we do need to shift that for any reason, we'll take a look at that. But for now, we are looking at the 21st. You guys have a blessed Thanksgiving. And if we don't get to talk or see you or hear from you, email, social media, in person, or online, have a joyful holiday celebration season as well and a fabulous new year, wherever you're going to be celebrating that. And we're going to just have a really amazing 2019. I just really feel we've got great momentum in the industry with our association, with our members, everything that's coming together. I'm just really excited what's going on around the world. Barb's book will be out. So super excited for what's coming down for everybody. So make sure you stay tapped in. If there's anything you need, just simply feel free to write to me, Jenny at IHOSP, I-A-H-S-P, and it's J-E-N-N-I-E. And with that, I will say adieu, sayonara, goodbye, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week and a joyful, blessed Thanksgiving. Thank you, everybody, for being with us.
Thank
you, Jenny.
Thank
you, happy
Barb.
Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Thank you, Barb. Thank you, Virginia.
Thanks, honey.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Thanks, Virginia.
Bye.
Bye.